Hello, good morning. I guess we can get started. I'm Marty Einhorn, the deputy director, standing in for David Gross, who's out of the country at the moment. But it is my pleasure to welcome you to the opening of this conference, welcoming back some of you and welcoming some of you for the first time. I'd kind of like to get an idea. How many people are here for the first time? Just two. We're not doing as well as we usually do. Let's try that again. Okay, how many people are here for the first time? Good. Thank you. Since I have a captive audience, I can't resist a commercial. But I'll just say a word. This is the KITP's 31st year. We regard ourselves as a user facility for theoretical physics. That means we depend on you and your support in the not only as participants in our activities, but we actively solicit your input for ideas for future programs. That they come from the community and boil up through the system, and the higher temperature superconductivity is one such program, is one such example. So please, if you have any ideas, talk to me or send us an email, and we'd like to explore them with you. I'd also like to thank the Air Force Office of Scientific Research in the form of Harold Weinstock, who's here, for their additional financial support for the conference today. Despite what you may read in the paper, NSF seems to be hard up for funds. And at least in the form of the amount coming to us. Okay, I have some important things to say, like where the bathrooms are. There's a men's down the hall here, and a woman's on the second floor. There's a men's and a woman's out the door to the left. If you need any help, there'll be staff walking around with badges or hang tags like Jocelyn has or I have. Just that distinguishes them from you, perhaps, at least the style of the badge. So anyway, just stop them and ask if you have any questions. I'll be happy to help you. There's a wireless access available in the lounges and here. It's called KITP Conf, and no password is necessary. All the breaks and the meals will take place in the courtyard, which is just out the door to the left. There, if you don't have a laptop, there's a computer room upstairs with some computers and terminals that you can use. One of the nice features about the KITP is that nearly everything that goes on here is recorded and put up online for anybody who wants to access it. So your talks today will be recorded unless you specifically object. We don't keep the copyright. You keep the copyright on your talk, but we would like to put it up for those who can't be here. I'd like to remind the speakers to give a copy of your PowerPoint file or whatever you have. Either send it to, there's some instructions in your packet as to where to send it or how to deliver it. So refer to it there. That's all part of getting you up on the web. Finally, the session chairs have been charged with keeping us moving more or less on schedule. That includes allowing time for discussion in each session. We budget about a third of each session for discussion, about two-thirds for the talk. Discussion is a very much important part of our conferences here. It's partly what keeps people coming back to the room. You never know what's going to happen. So the session chairs have been asked to be fairly strict about keeping the speakers within their time limits. So they can blame us. So I'd like to, if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer if I can. If not, it's my pleasure to introduce the chair for this morning's session and one of the organizers of this conference, Eduardo Fradkin.